Well, thank you, everyone. This is the first session of the series that Logic is putting together with quite a few retail clients and really connections that we've built through the years in the industry to sort of provide a view and understanding of how this current situation is impacting the industry. So today we have invited Mike Edwards, who is the president and CEO of Hanna Andersson, which is a premier children's apparel brand based out of Portland. Mike has over 35 years of leadership experience in the retail industry. During that time, he's demonstrated his skill and innovation, overseeing both strategic and operational transformations. His background includes leadership roles at major digital and physical brands, including eBags, Staples, Borders, etc. And he currently serves on the board of directors of Central Garden & Pet and Drexel University, and also has previously served on the board of the International Council of Shopping Centers. So, great resume, and we're looking forward to hear his insight today. On the other side, we also have Amber Nakvi, who is president at Logic, the largest and best retail-focused technology consulting firm. He's built a culture where Logic's 750-plus talented consultants are empowered to make clients successful and energized to ensure their client satisfaction. So, without further ado, we want to introduce you guys to both of our guests.
Thank you, Lear.
Thank you guys for being here today. The first question that we have for both of you, right, even though I want to start with Mike, and feel free to chime in, Amber as well, is what are the challenges that you think retailers will face within the next quarter and within the next year, Mike?
I think the biggest challenge will probably be around the supply chain and also predicting demand in terms of what the economy and holiday will look like post-COVID-19. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of uncertainty in the production cycles. And as a result, you know, retailers at large have to make some bets about how the retail business will hold up, how many stores will be open, will that shift online or not? And how will the customer be responding, you know, if we go into a recession? So I'd say my biggest challenge day in, day out is more planning, scenario planning in terms of what could be possible and where should we invest or not invest in going forward.
Great. I agree 100%. You know, the only thing that I would add is, you know, the impact is going to depend on the segments of the retail industry. You know, the apparel industry, I believe, is on, you know, in my opinion, the apparel in a shopping mall is on one end, and perhaps a grocery store, you know, is on another. There's a lot of seasonality also in retail, and having lost a half a quarter to store closures, you know, throws a pretty big wrench in the mix. You know, how do you get in and out of a product that you might want to change based on cycles of or seasons, and how do you make those adjustments? You know, how do you achieve the sell-through that's on a different schedule now? Yeah. Those types of things. And of course, depending on the supply chain, as Mike pointed out, you know, how reliable that is going to be is anybody's guess. Like, we don't have any information to do that. It's not like, you know, we're against market fundamentals or something like that. So there's a lot of wait and see, and a lot of people are going to make some smart bets, and we're hoping that we come out of this in a better way.
Good. Thank you, guys. And that's a good segue to my next questions. You know, we've experienced, I'd say, nothing similar as this current situation with COVID-19, primarily because of uncertainty, right? That's the biggest unknown here. It's the fact that we don't know when things will change. But we've had similar situations, maybe not at the same extent in the past. I'd say maybe during the SARS epidemic back in the early 2000s, as well as the U.S. recession back in 2008-2009. I guess from your perspective, how would you put those type of experiences with the existing experience today that we have with COVID-19 in regards to, you know, challenges and problems that we're dealing with?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference for me is that I've never operated in a business environment where the world shut down and every business shut down and all commerce essentially stopped, you know, except for selected retailers or online players. You know, with the 2008 correction, you know, that had its challenges as well. That put pressure on the balance sheet. Sales dropped fairly significantly for a period of time. There was a lot of business model readjustments, but you somehow knew that at the end it would turn around again sometime in the future. So, you know, that was more sort of a slowdown of putting the car brakes on versus a complete stop. You know, even with 9/11, which sort of stopped the world, it recovered pretty fast and we remained resilient and were able to work through it. So this is something different. And the other difference is that truly, you know, everyone's in it together. So relationships are changing. Business terms are changing. How you treat your team is changing. Work habits are changing. And probably ultimately be a lot of good that comes out of it, but it's going to be a painful process and one that I never expected I'd see.
Just to add to that, I think there are similarities to all of those. I would say this is a 9/11 and a economic slowdown and a SARS all wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like 9/11, the safety and precautionary measures that we're going to take as consumers inside of malls and stores are going to change.
Yeah.
I think that social distancing, I don't know what you think, Mike, but I think it's here to stay.
Yeah.
At least some period of time.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel comfortable handing your credit card to somebody and taking it back from them, you know, within 15 seconds? Is that, you know, are people willing to do that? You know, my biggest concern is what does this do to the consumer confidence and spending ability of consumers? Do they become cautious? You know, or as some have suggested, there's going to be pent-up demand as retailers and as service providers to retailers. I would hope that there is pent-up demand. But again, as Mike was saying, this is not something that we understand. And, you know, as we talked about previously, supply chain is a big question mark. Manufacturers are repositioning their capabilities. So how do we deal with that? We are all in this together, and we're going to make the best decisions based on our best judgment, and we'll see what happens.
Great. Thank you, guys.